Let's talk about Better Call. We already did that. Let's talk about the Larry Sanders Show, episodes 10 and 11 of season 3, Like No Business I Know, and Larry loses a friend named John Lovitz.
I don't know which of these I like more than the other. Also, I'm really glad that we're watching two at a time, so I get to, like, you know, pick a favorite between the two. Like No Business I Know, you have the whole thing. First of all, having Bobcat Goldthwait come back and do a different iteration of the same joke they did the first time that he was on, the fact that he's a real human being and that Bobcat Goldthwait is a character and sometimes he turns it on, sometimes he doesn't. They stretched credibility or credulity. I don't know. Stretched credulity. Am I using that right? Anyway, they went a bit far with him setting fire to Jay Leno's set and then trashing a set on Larry Sanders. But I still loved every second of all of that, as do any moment of complete Hank Kingsley weakness. I love Hank being weak. I love Artie being in charge. I love Larry being terrified and neurotic and in his own head, and everything delivered on this one.
Yeah, I think I like the Bobcat Goldthwait one slightly better, even though it's a repeat of Bobcat Goldthwait, because it's a good bit, and I enjoyed every second of it. And I loved Regis trying to hire Hank. Regis Philbin hiring Hank. That's one that I think got better over time, because Regis was big in August of 1994, but Regis is legendary in 2020.
How wild is that? Like, not as big as he eventually got over the next 10 plus years.
It just added to that. It just was another layer. And I love the Hank's agent calling Regis a nice kid. There's beautiful little touches like that. John Lovitz one was great too. I was so uncomfortable and so awkward. And John Lovitz, who can overplay things, that's kind of his deal, definitely doesn't overplay this at important points. I didn't enjoy watching it so much as I enjoy having watched it. It's one of those kind of episodes.
So this one did not deliver. I spent more of this episode kind of being like, okay, I see what you're going for. I'm on board. John Lovitz overstating the significance of his Hollywood career, constantly referring to City Slickers 2, all of that stuff. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, we get it. You don't really have that great a career, but you think you have that great a career, whatever that. All of that snapped back for that final scene where it's Darlene and John, and then it pans back and also Larry, and then pans back and is also Artie, and then pans back and is also Phil, and then pans back and is also Hank. It was great.
Yeah, it was a great clown car kind of bit. It was amazing. Just good stuff. Like I know that you watch these immediately when we're done, for the next week, because they're so good. I make myself wait at least 2 days, but I can't go past Thursday. They're just so much fun and they're so easy to watch.
Yeah.
Anything else on Larry Sanders Show?
No, I'm really, really pleased how, as we're getting into the groove and the show is finding its own voice, it's less. You ever notice that on a lot of genre-defining or time-defining series, whether it's Seinfeld or Friends or Larry Sanders Show, in the early years, they're sort of defined by the era, and you notice that? Mm-hmm. But then once they find their voice, they come to define that era. And I feel like on Larry Sanders, we're entering that phase where they're not the ones responding to or listening to the world around them. They're the ones dictating how the world is and how you should feel about that early 90s vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems to happen in season threes quite a few times. I've noticed as well. That's interesting. All right. That's the Larry Sanders Show, episodes 10, 11 of season three. Season three. All right. That's it for Spoiler and Type. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us at patreon.com/cordkillers. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we will spoil you again next time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.